Now we have all about 12 hours. Countdown High Court reserves ruling on Edgar Mungo assassination case. Mustafa lawyer calls for President Lamar's impeachment over alleged constitutional violations. And Trump threatens to drop a big pardon. And Trump threatens tougher sanctions after Russia's heavy strikes on Ukraine. And now the news in detail. The Hauteng High Court in Victoria has reserved ruling on the case concerning the repatriation of the late former president Edgar Lungu. The matter returned to the High Court this morning after the legal family suffered a recent setback when the Constitutional Court refused the application for a direct appeal. Appearing before the full bench, the family lawyer Ken Baker argued that the court has erred by applying Zambian law in its previous judgment. He maintained that under South African law, which governs individuals genocide in its territory, the right to determine by their relevance lies first with the accused side and with the family of such, he contended foreign law should not have been applied. However, the Zambian state legal executive counsel said the court application of the law was signed, emphasizing that an agreement existed between the Mungu family and the Zambian government to have the late president buried in Zambia, a contract which is sitting before the Hauteng High Court. The state lawyer further argued that regardless of whether South African and Zambian laws apply, the key point to know that former President Mungu was not in Zambia at the time of his death, distinguishing his case from others who may have transported abroad. And Deputy Judge, President of the Hauteng High Court, Edwin Lebrava, has reserved judgment to allow the two banks adequate time to consider the evidence, applicable law, legal precedent, and evidence presented. The Santa lawyer for the Supreme Tribunal has called for the impeachment of President Hassan Bolivar, accusing him of violating the Constitution by executing amendments without consultation. The hearing he featured on Hauteng's breakfast show, Mr. Angela said that violation of the Constitution warrants the impeachment of the President. He explained that the judgment of the Constitutional Court in the 7 was clear that the process is undertaken without consultation of the Zambian people, highlighting that more than 5 provisions of the Constitution were breached. Mr. Mkandula has urged members of Parliament to exercise their mandate to represent the Zambian people by managing a motion of impeachment in Parliament.
Now, I want you to understand this. The court, in its judgment, indicated to us that we declare that the decision of the respondent to initiate a constitutional amendment process before undertaking the right to the basis, we, the people, vote against the state. It's Article 1, 2, 5, 7, 8. Now, it simply means that there was a violation of the Constitution. And I will tell you, in no uncertain terms, the only remedy that is there and which remains for the Zambian people to believe is the impeachment of this president.
Efforts to get a comment from government secret that was made for to clarify that this was done was a story that emerged. The ruling PNG has reaffirmed its commitment to maintaining a clear separation between political party activities and government operations. CPNG's Deputy Secretary General Justice Mulenda has emphasized that this federal extension is key to raising the misuse of public resources for political or personal gain. She realizes that the UPNG's approach to governance marks a clear departure from the practices of the previous administration, which showed to use the usual public resources for partisan purposes. She has pointed to the ongoing convictions of former government officials as evidence of the consequences of such misconduct.
The government is important to our people, our members. But this cannot be